This is program number LW2466. Have you ever heard of the trouble tree? Hi, this is Larry West. Now, all of us have troubles, you know that. It's sort of like the sign on one Army chaplain's door that said, if you have troubles, come and tell us about them. If you don't, come in and tell us how you do it. Sure, all of us have troubles, but there's one guy who has a trouble tree. It's located just about a block from his house, right where he has to pass every evening on his way home. He says, when I reach that tall poplar in the evening, I leave all the troubles and worries of the day right there. Let them hang on the branches if they want to, I say to myself. I'm through with them for the day, and I throw back my shoulders and stir up a grin and get ready for a fine evening with my family. He says, I used to take my troubles home to my wife, and often they would stay with me all night, and I'd get up the next morning with a grouch. But no more. I hang them on my trouble tree, and 5 nights out of 6, they've all blown away by morning. You know, we've all got our troubles, but trouble, well, is what gives a fellow his chance to discover his strength or his lack of it. You know, in the presence of trouble, some people buy crutches, others grow wings. For example, take a man and cripple him, and you have a Sir Walter Raleigh. Bury him in the snows of Valley Forge, and you have a George Washington. Have him born in abject poverty, and you have an Abraham Lincoln. Throw every obstacle in his path, then you have a Booker T. Washington. Load him with bitter racial prejudice, and you have a Disraeli. Stab him with rheumatic pains until for years he can't sleep without drugs, and you have a Steinmetz. In the presence of trouble, some people buy crutches. Others grow wings. Ever heard of Arturo Toscanini? He was for a while a second fiddler in an obscure South American orchestra, who had the physical handicap of being very, and I mean very, nearsighted. When he was just 19 years old, he was playing cello in the orchestra, and since he couldn't see the music, so nearsighted, he worked until he memorized it. One day, the orchestra leader became ill, and young Toscanini was the only member of the orchestra who knew the score. It's because he had had to memorize it. So he conducted it by memory. And the audience cheered. Now, there was a guy who, in the presence of trouble, didn't buy himself a crutch. He grew some wings. Now, not all of us can overcome our troubles that way and make such a smashing hit with our success. There are the big crises, of course, that we have from time to time, sure. And when we can meet them head on and then get up, bruised and maybe even bleeding, we can make the smash hits. It's evident that we've grown wings, but it's the little things, really, that defeat us. How do you handle them? Well, you might do like the fellow I told you about a moment ago, hang them all on a trouble tree. 5 nights out of 6, they'll probably all be blown away by the next morning. You know, I've heard a lot of people say that all you need to do is just simply cast your troubles on Jesus, and he'll take them all away. But believe it or not, Jesus spoke more about troubles and crosses than he did about human happiness. Jesus doesn't promise that if you'll come to him, you'll have no more troubles. You'll still have them, all right. But he does promise that he'll give you some rest. The Bible calls it a peace that passes understanding. That's because to be right with God has often meant one is in trouble with men. On a Friday morning 2,000 years ago, Jesus laid himself down on his own trouble tree, one that they fashioned out of 2 pieces of rough lumber, and they nailed him on it. Right with God, in trouble with men. He died there, just to take away our troubles, the big ones and the little ones. You know, when I get down in the mouth about troubles that I face, I focus upon that trouble tree, the cross of Jesus Christ. And frankly, it helps all my frustrations to fade out into oblivion. Find you a trouble tree. I recommend mine. It's available to everybody. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel? In it, we talk more about this Jesus and how you can truly become a Christian. What is the Gospel? Write me for it. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.